All right, let's dive into this. We're going to be talking about the future of the MacBook Pro display. Specifically, some juicy rumors about a notchless MacBook Pro that might be coming. This all comes from a 9to5 Mac article about a roadmap from Omdia. You know, they're a display analyst firm. And keep in mind, it's all rumor mill stuff right now, but
Well,
Omdia is known for having pretty reliable intel.
what I find really interesting is this potential design shift it's tied into, this bigger transition from mini LED to OLED.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, just for anyone who hasn't been keeping up with every display tech detail, let's do a super quick recap on like what's a notch and why this is a big deal. So the notch is that little cutout, you know, at the top of the screen, houses the webcam, and honestly, it's kind of been a love-hate thing for MacBook users.
Oh, totally. I mean, it let Apple shrink those bezels down, give you more screen, but it's that little interruption in the menu bar. And some people just find it distracting. Like, I got used to it pretty quickly, but I know it's been a sticking point for some people.
I get that. I know some people who like straight up cover it with black tape. But anyway, getting back to the roadmap, this OLED transition is projected to happen somewhere between 2026 and 2027 for the MacBook Pro. And the rumor is that it'll coincide with ditching the notch for like a hole punch cutout for the webcam instead. So what do you think about that?
I mean, from an aesthetic standpoint, I think it's a win. A hole punch would give you that sliver of screen space back, you know, cleaner, more modern look, but also just shows how display tech is advancing to allow for these changes.
For sure. Okay, so OLED notch potentially gone, but where does that leave like the dynamic island, you know? That's been a pretty innovative feature on the iPhone. Any chance we could see that coming over to a MacBook?
Yeah, that's a question that's been going around. And it's really fascinating to think about. Remember the dynamic island on the iPhone? It's all about using that cutout in clever ways, expanding to show notifications, live activities, even media controls. But the Mac, of course, uses a totally different input method. We're talking mouse and keyboard, not touch. So that's like how a dynamic island would work. It would have to be completely reimagined.
That's true. You'd need some serious out-of-the-box thinking from Apple's Vizon team. But hey, maybe that's what makes this rumor so exciting, seeing how Apple could adapt that kind of dynamic interface to a non-touch environment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a design challenge for sure. But it's the kind of challenge that Apple seems to really thrive on. And if they pull it off, it could be a huge game changer for how we interact with our Macs.
So we keep mentioning mini LED and OLED, but let's break it down for a second. What does this shift actually mean, like practically? And why should anyone care?
Right. You're probably thinking, aren't these both already like really good displays? And you're not wrong. Mini LED, which is what's in the current MacBook Pros, it's a huge step up from those old LCD screens. Uses thousands of tiny LEDs for backlighting, so you get way more control over brightness and contrast.
Yeah, I remember when those first came out, it was like a noticeable difference.
Absolutely. But OLED takes it even further. Instead of backlighting, each pixel emits its own light. So you get perfect black, those pixels just turn off completely, and incredible color range.
Okay, so OLED is like richer, more vibrant picture. But wait, isn't there a downside? I've heard about burn-in with OLED screens. Is that something to worry about?
It's a valid concern. Burn-in can happen if a static image is displayed for too long, leaves a faint ghost image. It was a bigger problem with older OLED tech, but manufacturers have gotten much better at mitigating it. Modern OLEDs are much more resistant to burn-in, and Apple especially. They have software safeguards to reduce the risk even more.
That makes sense. So something to be aware of, but not a deal breaker with current tech, especially if Apple's doing their thing to prevent it. But beyond visuals, OLED can impact battery life too, right?
Oh, definitely. Because those black pixels are totally off, OLED is super energy efficient, especially for content with lots of dark areas. And the display is one of the biggest battery drains on a laptop. So yeah, you'd see a real improvement in battery life with an OLED MacBook Pro.
Now, that's something I think everyone can get behind. More time away from the charger, who wouldn't want that? But this roadmap, it's not all about the MacBook Pro. The iPad Mini and iPad Air might be getting OLED around the same time.
Yeah, late 2026 to 2027 seems like the time frame for Apple's OLED push. Imagine those iPads, already gorgeous displays, but with OLED, deeper blacks, vibrant colors, pretty amazing visual experience.
Oh, yeah, I can picture it. And then there's the MacBook Air, getting OLED in 2028, but it might keep the notch. Guess that's a trade-off some people would make for a thinner, lighter design.
Maybe. But there's one more thing in this roadmap I think we need to talk about. They mentioned a foldable device with OLED, 2028 or later.
Now that one caught my eye. A foldable Apple device. That's like tech dream territory.
Yeah.
What would that even look like? We've got foldable phones, even some laptops, but Apple always does things their own way.
Right, exactly. Foldable iPhone, foldable iPad.
Right.
Or some crazy hybrid. It's exciting to think about. And having OLED means they're serious about a premium visual experience on this thing.
Okay, so imagine this. Sleek, foldable device. Maybe it folds like a book, or maybe it's that flip phone style. And you open it up, boom, this stunning OLED display, like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, totally. But the big question is the software, the interface. How would Apple handle that on a foldable device? That's the real challenge. They'd need to make it really take advantage of that flexible screen.
Oh, think about the multitasking possibilities. One app on each half, or unfold it for a big tablet experience.
And what about new input methods? Just touch? Or something totally new. Maybe they'd even bring in that rumored Apple Pencil integration.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. Foldable Apple device, OLED, new software, maybe Apple Pencil support. That's next level.
It is. Show that Apple's always looking ahead, pushing the limits of tech and design.
We've covered a lot today, from OLED tech to foldable devices. But let's bring it back to you, the listeners. What are your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, we want to know. Does a notchless OLED MacBook Pro sound amazing? Intrigued by the dynamic island on a Mac? What are your wildest dreams for a foldable Apple device?
We'll be back in a bit to wrap up and leave you with one final thought.
All right, so we've been deep in these MacBook Pro rumors, and seems like Apple's got some exciting stuff planned.
Yeah, for sure. This move to OLED, it's a pretty clear sign that Apple's all about that immersive visual experience, you know? Deeper blacks, vibrant colors, maybe even better battery life. That's the kind of stuff that can really change how you use your MacBook.
It's crazy to think how fast display tech is changing. Like, a few years ago, mini LED was the big wow factor, and now OLED is looking like the new standard. And then on top of that, you've got these foldable devices. That's a whole other level of innovation.
Totally. I mean, if you zoom out and look at the big picture, it seems like Apple's going for this future where our devices just blend seamlessly into our lives, you know? Uh-huh. Super intuitive, visually amazing experiences.
Yeah, and the display is like the core of that, right? It's how we experience the digital world, so makes sense that Apple's pushing the limits of what displays can do.
What's fascinating to me is this drive to just keep improving. LCD to mini LED to OLED, it makes you wonder, what's next? MicroLED in a few years, something we haven't even thought of yet.
It's wild to think about what kind of visual experiences are just around the corner. I'm excited to see what Apple comes up with next.
Me too. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm going to leave you with a thought. If Apple's really committed to this display innovation, what does that mean for how we work, create, connect with the world? You know? Something to think about.
That's it for our deep dive into the MacBook Pro's notchless future. Hope you got some new insights and maybe got your imagination going about what's to come. Until next time, keep diving deep.